Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Grappler!
Story here from Channel 5. A Cass County man with three active warrants was taken into custody last night thanks to the help of a grappler. The Cass County Sheriff's Office and deputies with the Criminal Apprehension Unit attempted to stop a vehicle near Commercial Street in Harrisonville when the vehicle fled and began traveling northbound on I-49. A pursuit began. And a tire deflation tool, read that, stop sticks, was deployed near the North Cass Parkway exit. The sheriff's office said the grappler was then deployed after the vehicle exited on 87th Street, just east of 435.
They said, not today.
Police say the 21-year-old that they were looking for, Blaze Beck of Grandview, was arrested. He had active warrants in Bates County, Kansas City, Missouri, and Archie. At the time of his arrest, he is being held at the Cass County Jail. Another victim of the grappler.
Here's what I think about the grappler. And it is the Grappler 6000. Please call it by its appropriate name.
Wait, is that real?
It's real on Dannon Parks.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I think.
So you just made that up?
No, I've been calling it the Grappler 6000 since I first heard about the grappler. Several departments have these. And I am convinced that when that net is deployed to stop ne'er-do-wells in their tracks, the sound pew pew happens. Hmm? I know it.
I don't believe that's accurate.
It doesn't shoot.
It does shoot. It most certainly does shoot. Pew pew.
Now, I do think, because they do obviously have loudspeakers on the front of their patrol cars, that the Batman theme song, with Batman, of course, replaced with Grappler,
of course,
needs to play out of the loudspeaker as they pursue.
Of course.
I'm going to watch how a grapple. I'm on YouTube right now.
It flings and it
does not.
Wraps itself around the, is it the back left tire or one of the back tires?
Whichever they can get.
Yeah, whatever you, I mean, just make it up. You made up the 6,000 part.
No, because we had sheriff's deputies call in on the Grappler 6,000 when it was first in the news because I was fascinated by it.
So how it works is a fork that is folded into the front grill of the cruiser.
Yeah.
It forks out.
It swings out.
So now you've got the two arms of the grappler out in front.
It goes under the back left tire.
Think of a turnstile. It looks like a turnstile coming out.
And between the two prongs of the fork is the net. And they get that up and it catches on the wheel.
Yep.
It doesn't shoot.
And
catches on the wheel.
You hear a noise. It goes pew, pew.
See, look. He's got the grappler right there.
Oh, I've seen the grappler.
It goes under the wheel. And then they let him take off. And a big, long, almost looks like a nylon cord.
Yeah.
Extends out when the cops start slowing down, ne'er-do-well continues moving forward, this big nylon rope, for lack of a better term.
It is like something out of a cartoon. It's phenomenal.
This guy, this one's from Phoenix, and he's trying to get away, but that grappler said, no!
Not up in here!
Huh.
What causes severe damage to the car, too, because that back axle does not appreciate not being allowed to turn.
Right. In a lot of these cases, let's be honest, the car was probably stolen. In this case, the guy was wanted for like four or five different things, different cities.
Can we get past the fact that his name is Blaze?
No, I cannot, Scott.
Listen
was
here.
Was he grappled in a blaze of glory?
Wow.
Speaking of...
Does your hamstring hurt?
Speaking of
stretch,
Bob Jovi at Ameristar.
Oh,
tonight.
Tonight.
If you're all in the mood for a little blaze of glory, I don't know if we'll have time.
Bob Jovi
is where you can catch Fake Bon Jovi.
I'm doing his podcast soon.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He invited me to come out and do his podcast.
He may be the fake Bon Jovi, but he is the real Bob Jovi.
You know what else we're doing, Scott, is we were honored and thrilled to be invited to do Frank Bull's podcast coming up. We're going to go do that.
There's something about Kansas City.
I
believe we're doing that on the 6th.
Love Frank. Love Frank. Love Sarah. Cannot wait to do that.
Story here. According to a new UK study published in the British Journal of Psychiatry, different than the American Journal of Psychiatry, adults diagnosed with attention deficit.
In what way?
I'm leaving.
Well, you see.
Since you're the boss next week, Sam, can I have next week off? All of it?
No.
Oh.
Show up.
You have something wrong in your noggin.
Adults diagnosed with ADHD.
Oh, my God. Dana.
Have you been taking gummies today?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Adults diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah. Yep, I'm listening, sort of.
You have ADHD, Dana.
I do declare you seem sort of dodgy.
What the hell?
You sure you weren't taking any gummies?
Nothing.
Adults diagnosed with ADHD may have shorter lifespans than those without. In this first-of-its-kind study, the authors determined that both men and women saw a drop in life expectancy, and this may be due to limited access to treatments and an overall misdiagnosis of ADHD.
Is it because we forgot to breathe?
Yeah, but we get so much more done in that short amount of time.
Thank you, Sam.
You have ADHD too?
Oh, absolutely. So do you. You just don't know it.
I do not. I absolutely do not.
We're very creative.
I have OCD, but not ADHD.
Okay.
I pay attention to this show more than both of you combined.
Well, somebody has to.
The findings show that men with ADHD have about a 7-year lifespan reduction.
Oh.
Women with ADHD have a 9-year lifespan reduction.
That's a load of tosh.
Did you just make that word up? Tosh. Anyway.
Does that have to do with the anxiety and the stress that comes with ADHD? Did they get into the reasons or
the medications?
Are we just doomed? Because that is not a great thing to leave a person with ADHD
right?
with. A doomsday thought with no answers.
The good news is we were only listening to like every fifth word he was saying. Like,
wait, what
blah,
are we talking
blah,
about?
Blah, ADD, blah, blah, 7 years. Wah. Yep.
As the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas held into its 6th day, the U.S. and Israeli designated terrorist group released the names today of the next 4 Israeli hostages it says it will release tomorrow.
Good.
In exchange for 200 more Palestinian detainees currently held in Israeli prisons, the hostages named by Hamas are all female Israeli soldiers.
Okay.
Benjamin Netanyahu's office confirming they did receive the list of hostages from Hamas today, but did not immediately confirm the identities of the female soldiers expected to come home tomorrow.
Back closer to home, Missouri health officials have suspended certain poultry activities in 4 Missouri counties. The Missouri Department of Agriculture suspending certain, quote, activities involving poultry and waterfowl in 4 southwest Missouri counties.
Why?
A news release late this afternoon indicated that federal officials have confirmed cases of avian flu.
Here we go.
In poultry flocks in Newton, Jasper, McDonald, and Lawrence counties in Missouri. That's going to be down in the Boot Heel, I think.
I thought you said southwest Missouri.
They are monitoring. The suspensions are only in place for the 4 affected counties. Other counties can continue auctions, shows, and swap meets. We take chickens to swap meets?
In the sticks you do, yeah.
Okay.
By the way, Amy Anderson texted me regarding that When Harry Met Sally story we had earlier this hour. I think it was earlier this hour or late last.
You know why I can't remember? Because he has ADHD.
I'm the only one who remembers doing a story about When Harry Met Sally.
It was the first segment of the 3 o'clock hour.
Oh!
Was it that long ago?
It was.
Bragger.
Okay.
See, I pay attention.
No, you don't. You write notes.
Doesn't that include paying attention?
You had to refresh your memory, young man.
You digress.
Anyway, Amy Anderson said it's not a sequel. It's likely a Super Bowl commercial.
There we go.
That they're going to appear in together.
Good.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is in 30 minutes from right now. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at q39kc.com.